818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number three here on this Tuesday, April 29th, 2025 edition. Got this extensive story recapping Donald Trump's first 100 days in office, which is today. Going through all of the different various areas of what he accomplished so far. Most of it done by executive order. None of this codified by the legislature in Washington, D.C., which is basically upsetting a lot of people. Because if Donald Trump does this by executive order and Congress doesn't codify these actions, the next president could undo them. So that's what we're calling on them, Congress, to do. Policies on the border and immigration, deportations, the economy, tariffs, trade deals, energy sector, maybe a treaty with China over trade based on actual finalized tariffs. We'll see. After you look at energy, which is his policies, Donald Trump is asking Congress to codify these executive orders. Why? Because many of these executive orders are being challenged in court. Donald Trump preempted what his administration describes as state and local regulatory overreach. They've laid off or fired hundreds of federal agency employees, repealed appliance energy efficiency standards, and lifted the already expired LNG pause. Listing fingernail synopsis of a long list, but the essence of what the president's actions has done is prompted a whole of government 180-degree change in energy and environmental policies, deregulatory emphasis designed to dismantle Biden's administration, complete focus on decarbonization. It is absolutely having impact on global markets. Question is, how swiftly will Congress adopt many of these long-awaited reforms, especially when it deals with global oil and gas markets? Well, next up is foreign policy. In a whirlwind of diplomatic efforts, Trump launched a series of negotiations to bring an end to the conflict in the Ukraine with Russia, and is also negotiating to finalize a peace deal in Gaza, in Israel. Additionally, negotiations are ongoing with Iran, taking a hard line on their nuclear ambitions and coming to a deal there. President Donald Trump says, "My proudest legacy will be that of a peacemaker and a unifier. That's what I want to be remembered for." Well, let's see where this goes. Because Trump has reopened direct talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin, which had been frozen for the last 4 years under the Biden administration. President Trump is pushing leadership in both Kiev and Moscow to come to the negotiating table for a permanent ceasefire. While right now the talks have largely stalled, with neither side expressing a willingness to meaningful engagement with the other's demands. Well, while at the Vatican in Italy, attending Pope Francis's funeral, President Trump had a one-on-one sit-down with President Zelensky of Ukraine. Zelensky and Trump sitting in chairs, basically knee-to-knee, direct confrontation. Kind of interesting. In the other part of this whole thing, all of his special envoys, all of his negotiators are fighting these things at the same time. Absolutely at the same time. One of the things that we're looking at here is the process. The process that we are going to have to deal with in the very near future. Now, one of the things that we're also going to be looking at here is Iran. Steve Witkoff has taken part in talks with Tehran over the future of their nuclear program. Trump has signaled that he will not allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. And he said that he's prepared to use military action against the Iranian regime in order to achieve that goal. Trump has suggested that the United States could take over the area of the Gaza Strip, providing security and help rebuild it and turning it into a Riviera in the Middle East. Next area, DEI and education. Donald Trump moved swiftly to end diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, making them an early target of his second term. While DEI advocates argue that such programs help remedy historic injustices against Black Americans and other minorities, Trump and his team see it differently. They say DEI violates civil rights laws by introducing race-based discrimination. On his first day in office, Trump signed an executive order to end DEI initiatives across the federal government. Subsequent executive actions expanded the effort, targeting DEI influence over university accreditation standards and federal contracting practices. Trump ordered an end to DEI programs in both K-12 and higher education. An April 3rd letter from the Department of Education sent an April 24th deadline just 5 days ago for states to have districts certify that DEI is not being taught in their schools. However, a federal judge blocked the measure before the deadline. That is being appealed by the Trump administration. Additionally, the administration has looked for leverage in federal funding provided to universities and public schools. Columbia University was the first to receive an administration demand to address its anti-Semitism or lose federal funding. Columbia University agreed and caved in. Harvard University was faced with a similar demand to address its anti-Semitism and to root out DEI. Well, that took a different approach. Citing academic freedom, the university rejected the request and as a result lost, listen to this, $2 billion in federal funding. The fight will now play out in the courts. Well, Trump signed an executive order in March to facilitate the dismantling of the U.S. Department of Education. taking a step toward fulfilling a campaign pledge. In a stroke of a pen, President Trump eliminated half of the Department of Education's staff. Jonathan Williams, President, Chief Economic Advisor to the American Legislative Exchange Council, told Epoch Times that Trump's order aims to complete the unfinished business of Ronald Reagan, who wanted to eliminate the department back in the 1980s. The government mandated that all learning institutions recognize only two genders and end the practices of transgender ideology, prohibiting biological males from competing in women's sports, and signed a directive to which the National Collegiate Athletic Association quickly complied with. You don't want to tick off the president, and the NCAA agreed. Lastly, DOGE. Part of President Trump's sweeping government overhaul, Trump created the Department of Government Efficiency and appointed Elon Musk as a special advisor to lead the effort. Despite its name, it does not have a cabinet-level department. And the temporary body has a sunset to end on the 4th of July, 2026. The DOGE team, which includes tech billionaires, software engineers, are tasked with helping to reduce headcounts, modernize computer software, identify other potential savings across all federal agencies. It seeks to root out waste, fraud, and abuse as being part of Donald Trump's agenda. So far, within the first 100 days, DOGE reports $160 billion of savings through asset sales, contract terminations, and other efforts. Working toward their first-year target by the end of this year of $1 trillion in savings. Many of these actions have been sued in court, and we'll wrap up the story. Last segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269 269- 864-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Today is the 100th day of Donald Trump's second term. So what's next? Well, Donald Trump, while having all these activities going on, many of which are being challenged in court between executive power versus legislative power, and whether or not he has the authority to do what he's doing, Donald Trump is pressing forward. On the top of his domestic agenda is tax cuts. Unlike his first term, when he faced resistance from Republican lawmakers, House Speaker Paul Ryan, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, well, now those days are over. Things seem to be working more smoothly with the current Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader John Thune. In April, Congress passed the budget, clearing the way for Republican leaders to draw up a broad bill focusing on a host of Trump's measures regarding defense, energy, immigration, and tax cuts. Donald Trump's one big, beautiful bill. Well, now, Republican leaders in both chambers need to negotiate reconciliation package and secure the passage of Trump's legislative agenda before the August recess. President Trump hopes that his tax cuts will fuel an economic and stock market boom and help offset the pain caused by inflation and his tariffs. Recently, Donald Trump floated a new income tax cut for people earning less than $200,000 a year. I would love to see that when the tariffs take effect, that we cut people's income taxes, substantially reducing them or maybe even completely eliminating them, said President Trump. Our focus will be on making people making less than $200,000 a year will get the biggest relief. Those are the people that buy things to support their families, and we're going to do everything we can to make that happen, wrote President Trump on an April 27th, just 2 days ago, post on Truth Social. So, pretty interesting story. Complete recap of all the things that Donald Trump is working on. His cabinet members have all been assigned their tasks and responsibilities, and he's moving forward with his campaign promises and his agenda. And the Washington swamp is losing their minds. Donald Trump is involved in over 100 lawsuits right now because of his actions of president. So we'll see basically where this goes. But I got to tell you, this story just completely shows how busy he and his cabinet members have been and what they're doing. God bless Donald Trump. And maybe, just maybe, the United States will be respected again on the world stage, in the global markets, getting businesses and companies to move back here, bringing job opportunities. This is what his goal is, to make absolutely the golden age of America. And he's not stopping. This guy is on a mission from God. He said that by God saving and sparing his life from being killed during the assassination attempt, he is going to push forward with his agenda, and he is going to make it happen. Congress needs to step up and help him do this. They better codify a lot of this stuff into law, because the next president could undo the whole thing. Excellent story, Epoch Times. I'm going to post it on my Twitter X account. If you're not on Twitter yet or X, get on it, get an account, and follow me at Trucker Randy. I'll put the story on there. I also have a link there to our legal defense fund. We're being sued, and we need your help. Text me legal, and I'll send you the information. You can read all about it. And if I do text it to you, please share the text message with others. We greatly appreciate the help, and we need it. Bottom line, we need it. We must have it, or things could drastically change on this radio station. Now, lastly, we are down to the bottom. We have 15 rear window stickers left for the radio station and Doge stickers to go with them. We're mailing some of those stickers out today, but you need to text me your first and last name, your mailing address, and how many vehicles you can put stickers on for us so we can get these done this week. Definitely, definitely need your help. Saturday, Vicki and I are going to be attending a election integrity event with Patrick Kobeck, Agama County Republicans down in West Branch. Text me EI for election integrity, and I'll send you the flyer. You can call Christine and get on the list. You can pay at the door. Lunch is included. Noon to 4 on Saturday, May 3rd in West Branch. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the